tell me about, go back yeah. to your role as an innkeeper at the Lantern. Okay. Can you describe your clientele for me? You know, who the typical
Well, I've got to tell you that I think we probably were one of the few innkeepers who kept, whose guests became their friends. We enjoyed them. And after dinner was over, we would sit with them in the living room and play games with them, and we'd talk, and we'd play music, or because there was no movie to go to. There was no movie theater in town. There were no bars to go to, so all the entertaining was in the establishment. And the larger places were less hands-on, I think, with their guests. But I still have 5 ski guests that I'm in touch with after all these years. Who were friends, you know, so it was a very enjoyable experience. Werner would ski with them. He had a workbench in the basement. They could bring in their skis and wax them and do all the things that nobody does anymore. And in the winter, when it was very cold, they'd bring in their batteries and put them in the dining room so they could start their cars when they had to leave to go skiing. They visited us in the summer. You know, it was a very happy, busy time. It was 24 hours a day during the winter. We knew people would be coming in on that late train, so somebody had to be up to welcome them. And we never locked our doors. We had a few very interesting experiences because of that.
Okay, what comes to mind?
Oh, a local fellow who got drunk and came in one night and... in the morning, Werner got up and said, "There's somebody sleeping on the couch in the living room." And we found out who it was. He had no idea what had happened. You know, the door was open and he went in. It's cold.
Where is the Lantern today? Can you describe?
It's the Green Mountain Inn. Not the Green Mountain Inn. The Green Mountain Art Gallery.
Which is where?
Which is there's the gas station on the corner of 108 and 100. And then there's... the gift shop. Oh, no, the Gray House, which is the craft place. Then there's the gift shop, which used to be Mrs. Burnham's. Then there's our place. Then there's what is now the chocolate factory. And then there's Max Market. So that's where it was.
Wow. So what other stories come to mind when you think of interesting?
Well, nobody had snow tires in the beginning. And guests who drove up would... sometimes come in 1-2 in the morning. They'd gotten stuck over in Charlotte driving up 7. There was no interstate in the beginning. And coming around the curve past, what used to be called the Annex. It's a white building with rather large columns. And there's a curve there. And right next to that, there was a house with a picket fence. And if people drove that curve too fast, they'd slide into the picket fence. Once somebody almost hit the big tree in our yard, but the man who owned, Mr. Tomlinson, who owned the house, had pickets all painted, and people would come in and they'd knock 3, 4, 5 pickets up. He'd charge them for new pickets and fix up his fence again, and off they'd go.
Now, most of your clientele came from what areas? Were they Boston, New York?
New York City and Boston. Mostly, yeah.
How would you describe them as a demographic? You know, were they typically younger, older, couples,
families? Pretty much everybody was young. We had a lot of kids from Rensselaer Polytech, young people who were skiing. As a matter of fact, one day some men walked into our yard, and I guess it was spring, in black suits, polished shoes, shirts and ties. And I looked at them and I said to Werner, "I think that's the FBI." And it turned out that several of those fellows were engineers and were getting government jobs. So the FBI would come around to check, get a reference from them.
So you were right.
Yeah, yeah. And that happened 3 times. Mostly young. Some of the people, like my husband, were refugees from Europe. And I was very nervous in the beginning cooking for women who were older than I. Because I was only, 26 at the time, I think, when we first started this. Was I? About that. Anyway. But it worked out fine. Yeah. But mostly young, I would say. At spring break, we would have people from the colleges, Boston University, Harvard, RPI, mostly. And I lost the train, whatever that was I was talking about.
Oh, that's okay. You answered the question.
The Democrats.
But going back, you know, you said you were 26 years old, really, when you were getting into this business for the first time. Mm-hmm. And you're picking the name of the lodge, for instance, you know, the Lantern. What, can you tell me the story?
I don't know why we picked it. We just thought that would be, it had a welcoming sort of sound to it. And then Wernicke Diogenes, you know.